Blog Talk Radio.
I dare you to lose your mind for increase.
Increase, increase. Increase. Increase, increase. Just text two people, say increase. Increase. Text somebody, say increase, increase. Increase. Increase.
Oh.
predestined worshiper, Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountains. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we are excited. Man, I almost forgot where I was at here with all them beautiful songs Dr. Henderson brought off. I love it. Woo! Hallelujah. We love the Lord. On Straight to the Point. Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Dr. Henderson is coming up after some announcements and one more song that she has selected tonight. And I tell you, boy, God is good. Matter of fact, we got to give him another praise for Dr. Henderson and for who he is. That's what Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we want to get you in on what's happening tonight. You guys got to listen. This is actually the beginning of the wonderful, wonderful time here on Straight to the Point with Dr. Henderson. This is the last Monday of this year, but it's the beginning of another awesome year, guys. 2020, can you believe it? It's coming up. Woo! 2020, Straight to the Point. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for you to tap into everything tonight, hey, the number 347-843-4559. Guys, I want you to tap into this network tonight and listen in to Dr. Henderson. I'm sure she's got something that'll bless your soul, change your mind, and keep you moving forward, ladies and gentlemen. The number, I want you guys to tweet out LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. I know you guys are on your phone right now. You're on your phone, laptop, smart device. You guys put that number out there so you can hear what Dr. Henderson got to say to you at the end of the year here on Straight to the Point. 347-843-4559. I'm going to give it to you one more time. 347-843-4559. I know you guys be chatting everything else. Y'all put that number out there tonight. Also, too, for those who may be stationary and on their devices as well, the chat room is open. In case you have a prayer request or just want to get in touch with Dr. Henderson, you guys go to blogtalkradio.com. /men, let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men, let's talk, and look for the live banner, and it will be titled Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you being with us. Hey guys, also too, one more time, that number, I want you guys to tweet out to everybody. This is a family show, so that means even the babies can listen, guys, all the way up to the elderly, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559. All right, guys. Hey, Dr. Henderson will be back with you guys right after this song. Take care. We'll be back with you. This is Straight to the Point.
This song simply says, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord.
Sister Cherise Nelson.
Yes, you forgave me. hands together and say thank you. Come on all over the building. Come on, let's worship the Lord. He's been too good. He's been too kind. He's been too merciful. He's never left us nor forsaken. He never had to beg us for bread. He never left us alone. You are never naked. You are never hungry. You are never left us thirsty. Come on, bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Come on, open up your mouth. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. He's made a way out of no way.
Dr. Henderson would say, I know somebody doing some cartwheels and flips on no songs right there. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, this is straight to the point. God bless you. Woo! Man, Dr. Henderson, it's some powerful songs there. Thank you so much for blessing the household today. Let's give God another praise as I open up the mic for Dr. Henderson. Dr. Henderson, welcome.
Blessings, everybody. Blessings, 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 blessings. We just want to give God thanks on tonight. We want to thank him. Thank him for allowing us to make it to the, yes, to the end of the year. The end of 2019 has come to an end, has come to a close. And we just want to say thank you. We want to give credit to Richard Smallwood for that beautiful song, Thank You. We just want to say thank you. We lift up our hands and we say thank you to the Lord for allowing us to be here. We're here. We're here. We're standing. And some of us thought we wasn't going to make it, but guess what? Many didn't make it, but we are the ones who did. And so we want to give him thanks. And who is him? It's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We also want to give credit to Donna Lawrence on Enlarge My Territory. How many of you? Yes. Yes, absolutely. Enlarge. Make that thing personal. Enlarge my territory. He said, keep your hands upon me. Yes. He said, Lord, I come to you. So that should be each and one of our prayers going into 2020 is that the Lord enlarge our territory. Actually, in 2019, that he enlarged our territory, but now that we would be able to walk and enjoy the works of our labor in 2020. As our territories, our borders have been enlarged, that we would be able to just walk into 2020 and we would be able to just praise him freely without any restraint. So we give God thanks and glory for Donna Lawrence and the song Enlarge My Territory. And we also want to give credit to Kirk Carr on Forever Mountain. My God, that song is powerful. Forever Mountain. That he brought us over, for every trial that he's seen us through, my goodness, and for this, we give him praise. I tell you, every time I think about that song, I think about my book, my new book that I wrote, Your Best Self Yet, and if you look on the book, you see mountains, and there's a section in that book where I said that, you know, sometimes you got to climb that mountain, sometimes you got to climb it, and it's okay. It's okay. Amen. So we don't get discouraged when we're faced with mountains. And we don't get discouraged when we're faced with trials. And we don't get discouraged when we're faced with tribulation. We just do what we have to do. We got to plow. We're going to plow through. Amen. We're going to climb over. And there's another part in the book where I talk about the rough side of the mountain and the smooth side. And some of us had to climb the rough side. But that's okay because in climbing the rough side, it prepared us to go to the place where God has for us, to our wealthy, some of us, our wealthy places in 2020, our place of prosperity in him, not just that, but some of us and our spiritual heightness. A lot of you have been prepared on the rough side of the mountain so that you would be able to walk in your gift of the spirit like never before, being able to, as we're going to talk about, see clearly now. Not only just walk in your gift, but be able to see clearly, to be able to walk in the gift clearly and distinctively without mistake. Amen? And so we thank God for each and every one of you all. If you're trying to figure out what show is this, what's the name of the show, you have tuned in to Straight to the Point. For those of you who do not know what Straight to the Point is or who we are, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with low issues as we offer real solutions for everyone. For the Bible is clear, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. So for those of you who have heard about this show, we normally do what is called a three-part series, but because God has been dealing with us on the purpose, the plan, and destiny. We've been limiting our shows time to just the word part of the show, and not really just the word, but, you know, sometimes I'll just come on and I'll talk, have a discussion with you all. But we're going to be talking about, again, it's going to end this night, this last Monday of the year, and we're going to end it with still talking about the purpose and the plan. We're going to end it, and then in January 2020, amen, a couple of days, but the Monday following, next Monday, we're going to go ahead and start back our regularly scheduled show, which entails the word, the business spotlight, as well as, yes, the business spotlight, as well as relationship segment. And I know you guys are probably wondering about all the things that I have been talking about. I'm excited to talk to you guys about some things that's going on in about DayYL. So next week we'll be talking about that, and I'm sure you guys have a lot to talk about your businesses as well. So I'm excited to hear about your businesses and all that the Lord is doing in your businesses. So we're going to open up the line for the business spotlight next Monday, okay? And then we're going to also talk, have a relationship question as well, and talk about relationships, all right? And anything else that the Lord put on our hearts to discuss. I said that we will also be doing like something like a social media talking point, spend like about 3 minutes on that, but we'll see. But for tonight, I want to go ahead and talk to you guys about the purpose, continue our discussion on the purpose and the plan. Before I get into that, I want to talk a little bit about some things that's been going on in the United States of America. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but I have a nonprofit that's called Survivors Global Ministry, and with that ministry, we help the homeless, we help the poor, we have those who can't help themselves. We have a program that's called Intervention, in which we intervene on behalf of the homeless, on behalf of suicidal victims, on behalf of addicts, people who are dealing with addictions and things of that nature. And so we see firsthand homeless, people that are homeless, things of that nature. And so in saying all that, I had posted a myriad of things on social media regarding inner city killings, because I was really saddened and grieved in my spirit to hear that a young lady that was 21 years old and that lived in Baltimore, Maryland, she started a business, and she was shot and killed in her business. Her, 21 years old, she was thriving. She had a mentoring program for kids in the neighborhood to help them try to get out of the hood, to try to, you know, teach them about business. And she had a one-year-old daughter, and she was gunned down. And so I talked a little bit about that on in the social media. And, you know, when God gives us these platforms, it's for us to use them. Amen. He doesn't just give us these platforms just so that, you know, we can be get a name. You know, it's for us to use the platform to speak of what's on his heart. And I know that if I was grieved in spirit, then I know it was because God put that on me, because his heart was grieved. Amen. As a prophet, God was allowed his prophets to hear, to feel what he's feeling. And in this day and time, you know, we have to rise up, and we got to call an ace to ace and a spade to spade. And, you know, too much, we as a people, we've been turning a blind eye against our own behavior. And what I mean by our own behavior is that, I mean, I understand that, you know, the black race has been terribly done wrong, you know, for years and years and years. But I also understand is that we do each other wrong, and that it comes a time when you have to hold one another accountable for their actions. And so when you read the papers, you turn on the TV, you go on social media, all you hear in certain cities that, you know, people are being slaughtered and killed, and this stuff been going on for years and years and years and years and years, but there's really no outrage. I mean, and if it is outrage, it's just maybe a few hours or one day, and then the next day everybody is going back to business as if, you know, it's okay for people to be, and, you know, be innocent people being killed. In Chicago, you got people walking down the street getting killed, innocent bystanders. I mean, the crime is just unspeakable. I mean, it's just unbearable. That murder spirit is so dominant and so strong and hovering over the city in Chicago. And, you know, the state of Illinois, the city, which is Chicago, as well as in Baltimore, as well as in St. Louis, and so many other cities that's dealing with crime. And the black-on-black crime is unspeakable, and we have to not be afraid to speak about it. It's wrong. It's wrong to kill anybody. You know, killing is wrong, period, but it's wrong to kill people for no reason. It's just, if nobody is trying to kill you or you're not defending yourself, it's just absolutely wrong. And we are, as a people, as a community, we got to do better. You know, we can, us that's preaching the gospel, you got to be able to stand up and call. It's wrong. It's not the gun that's killing the people. So stop, keep talking about the gun, but at the end of the day, you know, I understand that argument too, because how are the guns being put in the community? Who's putting the guns in the community? Who's putting the drugs in the community? So I understand that argument well, but at the same time, nobody's making you go and put and kill your brother or your sister. Nobody's making you sell drugs to your brothers and your sisters. And so, you know, this is just, this has to stop. The killings, it has to stop. And I'm holding everybody accountable. I'm holding the people accountable, and I'm also holding the politicians accountable, because at the end of the day, they've allowed it. You know, they allowed it, and everything else can be a state of emergency. Why can't killing, slaughtering of the masses of a certain race be called and considered as a state of emergency? Right now, we're in a state of emergency. We're in a state of emergency because you have a race of people that are slaughtering each other. I mean, slaughtering each other. Like, I mean, my goodness, like they're on a World War II, you know, battle or something. And somebody has to do something. And the thing about it is, it's not about what political party that you're in. This is not about, you know, taking sides. This is about accountability and putting a stop. Somebody's child is not coming home tonight because they was walking from the store and got caught in between rivals or some rivalry, gun shooting or something. Or somebody's child was sitting in their house, you know, probably watching TV and a bullet came through the window. I mean, this is ridiculous. And what we witnessed in Baltimore, or what we were hearing about in Baltimore about the young lady, I mean, that young lady was 21 years old, was shot dead in her salon in front of her one-year-old daughter, okay? This girl was a good child. She wasn't out there slinging drugs. She wasn't doing any of those things. She was trying to make a living, and then she was trying to put back into the community, and it's so sad that same community that she tried to invest in, you know, killed her. And so we have to do better as a people. We have to do better as a community. We have to do better as a nation. And we have to be able to not be afraid to discuss the hard and the real issues. This is straight to the point. We deal with real issues. This is what straight to the point is. We deal with real issues, and we offer real solutions. And so in offering those solutions and talking about these real issues, we as a people, and let me just say this, I know that it's a spiritual battle, okay? I know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I know all these things. I know that it's a demonic spirits hovering in the spiritual realm. I know that it's the demonic spirits hovering around in these cities. It's the murder spirit. It's the violent spirit. It's the all these demons, you know, territorial spirits hovering over these communities. I know that in the spiritual realm, okay? But we know what we can do in the spiritual realm, but God also has given us the power and the dominion to do something in the natural as well. Amen, because faith without works is dead. So we can have faith and we can pray, but God has given us the dominion and the power to do something about these things. And so we can't do something about it if we don't admit that there's a problem. Just like somebody on drugs, they can't get healed, they can't get cured until they're ready to admit they have a drug problem. A person that's dealing with porn, they can't get healed, they can't get delivered until they can admit they have a porn problem, a sex problem, or whatever the problem is, a food problem. You can't get delivered from anything until you can first admit there's a problem. And my friends, you can disagree with me, you can talk about me like whatever you want, but I'm here to tell the truth. We have a serious problem in the black community where you see black people, black on black crime is like never before. And somebody needs to stop turning a blind eye, and hold folks accountable for the decades of drugs that's been into that community and crime and killings in the community, those cities and those areas where you have poor, where you have underprivileged people living. They're killing each other. They're selling drugs to each other. Amen. They're doing all kinds of things to take each other down, and somebody got to say something. This been going on for years and years and years and years, and people keep turning a blind eye. We want to put the responsibility on everybody but ourselves. It's time as we're going into a whole nother, we're going into a decade, 2020, okay? And it's time for us to see clearly now. It's time for us to open up our eyes and admit that there's a problem. So then once you admit there's a problem, then you can start coming up with solutions to get rid of the problem. Simple as that, because no child, regardless of where they live, should have to grow up in fear for their life. No mother, regardless of where they live, should have to worry about if their child will come home safely from school, or if their child will come home safely from work, or if their child will come home safely from building their own business, or can they even build their own business in their community without fear of being robbed and beaten up and their goods stolen from them. So we have to do something about that. We're so quick to blame other people, but we have to look at ourselves and say, there's a problem. There's a problem. And so I want to ask all of the leaders, the pastors, the clergy, the community leaders, the politicians, for you to sit back, stop fighting with each other, and that you start solving the problems in this United States of America. Not just black-on-black crime, but there's a really, and I also talked about the state of homelessness in this country. There is a big mass of homelessness in this country. San Francisco, everywhere you turn, they got, I mean, California, those people are sleeping in the streets in droves. I saw a video where it was a man, he was homeless, pooping in the Safeway in the grocery store because he didn't have nowhere to poop at. I mean, you see poop all over the ground. You would think if you go to California, see all those homeless people, that you was in a third world country, and this is the United States of America, and instead of them dealing with the real issues and the real problems of this country, they want to dibble and dab and be outraged about other things. Not saying that other things are not important, because all of us have to be held accountable, but at the end of the day, not some of us should be held accountable, but every last one of us should be held accountable for the state of this country, starting with number one, those who write the laws and enact the laws, the congressional, the Congress, those people who are over those areas and those districts and those cities where you see high drug use, where you see not just high drug use, but when you also see mass black-on-black crime like never before, where you see people living in poverty, where you see people rat-infested areas, people living with rats, and you see homelessness all on the street. Those representatives, those mayors, those governors, I call for them to be fired. And the reason why I call for them to be fired is because they see these things, and instead of them doing something about it, they want to talk about other things. And their people are dying. They're dying in these neighborhoods. These homeless people are freezing on the street. You know, they don't have nowhere to go. They pooping all over the place. You know, mothers are losing their kids. Kids not coming back home when they go to school. Kids are being abducted. All kinds of things are is happening right here in these United States. And my question is, where is the media outrage? Why is it that if something happened to another race of people, there's media outrage? What happens? Why isn't it media outrage when all these people get killed in Chicago, when all these people get killed in Baltimore? Why isn't it media outrage when children are being abducted left and right? Sex trafficking. Where's the media outrage at? Why isn't it media outrage? My God, when you see homeless people all over the place, where is the congressional leaders of those districts? Instead of them going after other people, they need to be worrying about their districts and cleaning up their districts. People are dying out here. Again, everybody should be held accountable. At the end of the day, people vote these people into office so that they can work for them. The politicians are supposed to be working for the people, okay? Not the people working for the politicians. That's right. It should be people over politics, not politics over people. And it's time. And as a prophet of the Most High God, I cry loud and I spare not, and I say that it's time for change. It's time for those who are over those districts, who are over those districts that you have a high crime rate, you got people being murdered and slaughtered in those in the black communities, you got those people that are homeless, you got people that's been on welfare forever and ever and ever, and you keep giving them welfare, keep giving them public housing to try to keep them stagnant. You're not teaching them economic empowerment. You're not teaching them how to get wealth, but you keep giving them food stamps. You keep giving them welfare, and all they doing is killing each other, selling the food stamps. You know, a change has to come, and it starts, the change starts in Congress. We got to stand up, and we have to demand those people who are in Congress to do their job. And so, again, I'm not here on behalf of no political party. I stand in the name of the Lord, and I'm speaking prophetically that it's time for a change. It's time for us as a people. When I say as a people, I'm not just talking about black. I'm talking about as a human race to see clearly now. So that's what I have to say about that. Now I'm going to move into my my word, and no, I'm not running for no political office, so don't think that I'm saying this because I'm thinking about politics. No, I'm a prophet, and as a prophet of God and an ever prophet of God, God calls a nation, uses a prophet to call a nation into repentance, and that's what I'm doing. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, for the glory of God. But every person who say they speak it on behalf of God, you got to be able to speak truth. Truth the power. If you don't speak truth, guess what? If you're not speaking truth, then you're being used for the devil. You're not being used for God, because it has nothing to do with political parties. Okay? My stance is for the truth, because the Bible says the truth should make you free. It's time for a change, and the time for change is now, not tomorrow. We don't have to wait until the clock strikes 12 midnight on December the 31st. We need to change now, right now, on December the 30th, tonight. As you hear this word, I want you to begin to start coming up with solutions on how we're going to solve the black-on-black crime issue, how we're going to solve the poverty issue, how we're going to solve the homeless issue, because we need change, and we need change right now. Amen? So that brings me to my word, and I got about 10 minutes to give it to you and keep on going. That brings me to my word. St. Mark 8, let me just get my word together. St. Mark 8:22, a blind man healed. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man to see him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Amen. Let me go to the Amplified. And I'm going to start at 26. I'm sorry, I'm going to start at 24. And he looked up and said, I see people, but they look like trees walking. In 23. Then the Bible says, then he put his hands on his eyes again, and the man looked intently, that is, fixed his eyes on definite objects, and was restored and saw everything distinctly, even what was at a distance. And we hear a lot of talk about 2020 because we're going into year 2020. So we hear a lot of talk. We hear a lot of people talking about the year 2020, right? And that, you know, normally when you go to the doctor and people who have normal vision, they call it 2020 vision. Normal vision is 2020 vision, right? But God is calling us outside of just normalcy. In this next season of our lives, God is calling us to the extraordinary. He don't want us to just have 2020. That's normal. Everybody got you know, can have 20/20 vision, but God wants us to have something that nobody else has before. When you read the story, the man said when Jesus touched his eyes the first time, right, he said he didn't see clearly, but what he saw was men who he identified that looked like trees. They were as tall as trees, so there was something still preventing him from being able to see clearly. And I come to tell you guys on tonight that going into this new season that the Lord has us going into, you're going to have to remove anything and everything that would stop you from being able to see clearly. And when we talk about seeing clearly, I'm not just talking about seeing clearly in the natural. I'm talking about being able to see clearly in the spiritual realm. Because it's one thing to see in the natural, but it's a whole nother dimension to see things in the spiritual realm. It's a whole nother dimension to be so in tune with God that you're able to see things far beyond what anybody else can see. So the Bible says that the man said when God first touched him, that he saw men who were tall as trees, meaning that he saw men and they looked, and in his eyes, the men looked tall. So I come to tell somebody on tonight that you may be in a situation that you're in tonight that you feel like that this trial or this issue is surmountable, that is so large. You're sin in the level of a regular 20/20. And that's what this man was saying. When Jesus first touched him, this is fresh revelation, he was sin in a normal eyesight of a 20/20, but Jesus said, I need you to see beyond the normal eyesight. You're sin at the level of your circumstance, and I need you to see beyond your circumstance. I need you to see beyond your trial. I need you to see beyond your health issue. I need you to see beyond your financial issue. I need you to see beyond the trial and the tribulation that you're going through. And so I'm going to have to talk you again. Hallelujah. Somebody on tonight need to just say right here, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to say, Jesus, touch me again. Some of you all need a touch from the Lord one more time. He touched you, but it wasn't enough, because the reason why he wasn't enough the first time was because your will, you didn't submit to his will, okay? Your will, your flesh overcame what he wanted for you. Amen. You wanted to do things your way. So because you made up in your mind that you wanted it this way, you had to have it this way, you had to have that, or you had to have this, and that you saw what Jesus was trying to give you, but you saw what Jesus was trying to do, but in your mind, you wanted to do it your way. And so Jesus said, I need to touch you again. Amen. But even before then, if you go back and read, the Bible says that Jesus had to take him out of the city. But sometimes Jesus got to take you out of your familiarity. He got to take you out of your comfort zone. He got to take you out of things that are convenient in order to perform, in order to get you to the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. Tonight, we're talking about the purpose and the plan of God for your life. And in talking about the purpose and the plan of God for your life, the Bible said Jesus took him out of the city. Amen, my God. Some of you are, God is going to take you out of a city. He's going to take you out of a place of normalcy. He's going to take you out of a place of comfortability. He's going to take you out from a place of convenience in order to perform. Some of you, in order for you to get healed, in order for you to walk into your wealthy place, in order for you to get what God wants you to have, God has to take you out of the city of doubtfulness, unfaithfulness. Oh, my God, a limitation. He had to take him out of that city of faithlessness, my God, and take him to a place, my God, and have him surrounded by a place and a people that will believe that the miracle can be done. Some of you, my God, God is going to open up your eyes so that you will be able to see clearly that some folks that you connected with, you're going to have to cut them off moving forward. I'm sorry. You're going to have to let them go. They served up their purpose. It doesn't mean that they did something wrong to you. It doesn't mean that y'all are, you know, leaving in bad
bad vibes. I mean, it just means that you guys are mature enough to know to say that this part of my, this season of my life, you're just not going to be able to go. In this season of my life, you know, I love you. I thank you for all you've done for me. And, you know, I'm always here if you need me. But in this season of my life, I'm going to have to go to another city. I'm going to have to go to another place to get what God wants me to have. God is directing me this way. You got to be able to say, touch me again, Lord, so I can see clearly. The Bible says that Jesus said, let me touch you again, because what you're saying is not where I want to take you, my God. What he was saying was not what he was supposed to see. He was supposed to see clearly. He was supposed to see distinctly. And the Bible says in the dictionary, distinctively means clearly. Distinctively means without doubt. Distinctively means unmistakably. He was supposed to see without mistake, meaning that when he got touched, he was supposed to be able to see way further. My God, he would be able to say, that's an ace. Uh-huh, that's a spade. Uh-huh, that's a man, that's a woman. And not just that, he would be able to see up on a level, my God, that nobody else would be able to see. So distinctly means in a way that is readily distinguishable by the senses clearly. It also means that you're able to see without doubt, unmistakably. Also, it means that you're able to see in a distinct manner, in a way that is noticeable, in a way that is clearly and separate. So he wasn't, when he was touched the first time, he wasn't seeing clearly. He was seeing his storm. He was seeing things, mountains. He was seeing things that he felt like he still can overcome. He was still walking in doubt. But the Bible says that Jesus touched him a second time. My God. When Jesus touched him a second time, he was able to see clearly now. So I'm excited about the word on tonight. God is simply speaking to his people. He's speaking to his people. I want you to walk in clarity going into 2020. Not getting caught up on normalcy, because 2020 is average. I want you to walk in exceptional ability. I don't want you to be average. I want you to be remarkable. I want you to be exceedingly above and beyond. I want your territories enlarged. I don't want you just to be getting by to getting by. That's average. A lot of people preach in 2020. They can see 2020, but what they don't realize is that just means normal. That's normal eyesight for a person. You need to be praying to God that you can see clearly. When God said clearly, that means that not just normal, but I'm able to see things that nobody else can see. Right? I'm able to see things that no man can see, nobody can see. And even if it means that God take me out of my place of comfortability, my place of convenience, for me to see clearly, then God touch me again. The word for tonight is, and I'm about to end, what God wants you to do walking in 2020, he don't just want you to have 2020 vision, but he wants you to see clearly now. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn.
Oh, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That was the voice of Dr. Dolores T. Henderson on Straight to the Point. Thank you, Doc.
Powerful, powerful. Powerful.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Doc. We have to put that vision on, ladies and gentlemen. You got to take it to the next level in the Lord. That's wonderful. You've been hearing from the wonderful prophet of the Lord, the prophetess of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson on the word tonight. We just got to give God another praise for this word. Y'all take it and run with it. Run. Amen. Well, Doc, before I give it back to you, I got a few more words here to say. I just wanted to really thank you, Dr. Henderson, for being on the program one more year again. And for those who don't know, Dr. Henderson has been on Straight to the Point on the network for since 2012. And Doc, it's been 7 years, Doc. 7 years. That's
wow.
Wonderful this year. Isn't that something?
It's been awesome.
Amen.
Y'all,
so God is good.
This is awesome network, and thank you for having us on the Straight to the Point. It's been an awesome, beautiful partnership. I thank God for you and your family, and I thank God for the wonderful things he's going to do next
Amen.
Year. And in years, you know, beyond that, I thank God for the Straight to the Point, a voice
Amen.
For the voiceless. And
Amen.
I want to thank God for each and every one of my listeners on tonight, those of you who have been faithfully,
yes.
you know, hanging in there with us and who have been on the line, who have been faithful since 2012. We're going into 2020. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank everybody who has shared, who has played back. I want to thank you so very much. I want to thank those who came on live. I want to thank those who helped us preach the word over the 2019 year, from January 2019 to December 2019. I thank each and every one of my listeners, the Hembricks. They have been crucial.
Yes.
I want to thank
yes.
them. I want to thank Evangelist Mays and all the other wonderful guests that we've had on, and the wonderful testimonies, people been healed and delivered and set free. I want to thank each and every one of you all, and I pray to God that you all will be able to see clearly in 2020. You know, it's not just a fad that I'm saying, or another phrase to get you phrased and to get you excited, but it's a prophetic word that God wants not just for you to have 2020 vision, but he wants you to be able to see clearly. And somebody might be saying that's what 2020 vision means, but it doesn't, because a lot of folk got 2020 vision and they can't see at all. And when I
that's
say
right.
clearly, I'm talking about in the spirit realm, that you will be able to hear his voice and obey his commandments and follow his instructions. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this: always love and love hard, always forgive and forgive fast, and always, 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 always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you. Happy New Year. Have a good night.
Good night. Happy New Year, everybody.
You give to me.
that worship the Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, thank you so much for joining us on 2019 on Straight to the Point. This is the last show for 2019 with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, but we'll be back in 2020, and you better believe it's going to be good in the Lord. God bless you. Yeah. You guys have a powerful, powerful New Year coming in, guys, and make it happen. Okay, we'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. God bless. Jesus is Lord.